All right, hello and welcome to this week's edition. This is the very first episode of the Broad and Hazy podcast. The reason that we're broad and hazy is because our topics are broad and we are definitely imbibing barley distillates, so we are definitely a little bit hazy.
Quite hazy.
The topics that we want to talk about, speaking of which, before I get ahead of myself, my name is Joe Martinez.
I'm Jeff.
And we wanted to take this podcast in a variety of topics. We wanted to talk about movies, video games, and what else, Jeff?
Serial killers, cryptozoology, pretty much anything that, you know, just kind of piques our interest or we think might pique other people's interest.
And this is going to be really fly by the seat of our pants because we're sitting here drinking beers like two buddies. We've known each other for how long? How long have we known each other, Jeff?
Oh,
fuck, we're 30.
1998, so it's easier to do the math from there. So that'd be
I'm going to let you do the math.
23 years?
Yeah, at the very least. So we've known each other for quite a while, Jeff and I, and we wanted to just try to do a podcast and talk about the things that we normally would talk about while we have a couple beers. Today we're in Olympia. We're in Olympia, Washington. Jeff and I were raised in Anchorage, Alaska, and I recently moved down here. Jeff, how long have you been down here in Washington?
In Washington, probably about going on 7 years. In Olympia specifically, 5 years. So I've been in Olympia a minute. I enjoy down here.
Olympia is just great. And when we go out to the bars, we go out drinking and stuff. There's good food to be had. There's nice people to be met. So we have a good time.
Plenty of people to offend.
Certainly plenty of people to offend. Speaking of offending people, if any of the listeners have any gripes or recommendations or whatever, we can do some research. If you tell us something we don't know anything about, we can read about it and talk about it.
Or if we just get something wrong and you need to correct us, we're more than willing to, you know, listen, hear you out.
Or we're more than willing to ignore you. One of the
Yeah, you're probably gonna get fucking ignored.
So our email is broadandhazy@gmail.com, right?
Correct.
And that's all spelled out, all words, broadandhazy@gmail.com. Email us with your complaints, your corrections, or whatever else. So,
or you can be like nice and be like, yo, good job.
Great job. Thumbs high.
Yep.
All right. So first thing we want to talk about ourselves a little bit, just because we're arrogant cunts. And so we come from Anchorage, Alaska. Primarily, Jeff didn't spend his pre-adolescence there.
No, I moved there when I was 14 in 98. Like I said, that's
but basically that everything that makes you who you are was, in my opinion, even for you, it was just like up there.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Alaska formed and shaped who I am.
And mostly that was just him and I and a couple other buddies drinking all the time and taking acid. So that's who Jeff is.
Fuck you. You don't get to speak on me. Nah. No, but you're right. I mean, there was a lot of drug use. There was also a lot of other shit that was going down. Skateboarding, playing music.
Was big, yeah.
Yeah. Skipping school, smoking shit. You already said smoking weed.
I mentioned that.
So we
would play music. I mean, I wouldn't say it was necessarily good or bad, but we were both in some bands. I remember the band you were in was a death metal band.
Black metal,
excuse me. I'm rolling my eyes because it's the most
what
absurd.
What the fuck is the difference?
It's the most absurd. I understand the difference. It's like the difference between East Coast and West Coast rap, which I understand. Yeah. But it's like, it just sounds bad. So, but anyway.
Yeah, we sounded pretty bad too.
I don't think you guys did. I really enjoy the guitar riffs that our buddy wrote. A buddy of ours, he doesn't live there anymore, but he's really creative. And some of the guitar riffs that he wrote were super interesting. And that band was called Screwworm Burial,
Screwworm Burial. We played a number of shows at the local pizza place, which was the only place you could play shows at as a minor.
As a minor, you couldn't play anywhere. So there was a scene that developed there. And to me, the scene just seemed to be a bunch of trendy people who wore Mohawks because the other kids, it just seemed really pseudo.
See, Mohawks in the early 2000s were already fucking outdated.
Well, that's what makes it trendy to do because it's like a retro thing. You know?
I guess.
And that's what that whole scene was. I don't know. The music was Hit or miss.
Hit or miss. There were a couple good bands.
There's, like, I mean, we remember when we were really young and we couldn't do shows, but we could listen. We can go
like
and listen.
Like bands like Aerial Descent.
Aerial Descent is exactly who I was thinking of. That band was so much fun. Yeah. Their guitarist gave me a ride home one time. I mean, that doesn't mean anything. It's just they're really nice guys.
You know, that's what the Anchorage music scene was. And Anchorage in general growing up there was, I'm pretty sure it's the same all around.
I agree.
I don't think there was anything particularly unique about Anchorage growing up there, except for the fact that it was probably colder than most places.
It was colder during the school years. Other than that.
And you kind of had to watch out for mooses while going to school.
Yeah, but you kind of forget that those are even a risk after a while.
Yeah, you just kind of see them on the side of the road. It's like, it's a fucking moose. Just becomes a part of the landscape.
Cross the road. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, okay. So today we're drinking. Blip. And
what is this?
It has the Brewers Association Independent Craft symbol on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Hop Capital Brewing. I'd never heard of them before.
Well, it's obviously local, I think. Where is it made
out? It's made out of Yakima. Yakima, Washington.
Yeah.
And this one is called the Wizard IPA.
Yep.
And it is, I mean, I really like it. It's really strong, but it doesn't like destroy your mind
palate. Oh, here's the crack.
He's acting as though that's his first drink, but that's
no, I've
like
already drank like three of them.
Yeah, we definitely finished one of these cases. And no, we went to lunch and we had some there, and you drank out of a bucket.
I did drink out of a bucket,
and I had two beers, and then we had a few pills.
Yeah, the beer you were drinking were not that great.
They're not good. How'd you pronounce that? That they're.
Lagunitas?
Lagunitas.
Something like that. I'm not sure.
I don't say it that way. I think everybody's been saying it wrong.
I'm probably saying it wrong.
So,
I don't really care.
Lagunitas. I like that. That sounds fancy shit. But it wasn't that good a beer. So.
No, it definitely wasn't.
We had a few of those. I had a few of those. You drank out of a bucket. I don't understand what you were drinking. Was it like vodka and lemonade?
It was a Long Island out of a large bucket.
But Long Islands have like rum and whiskey and
vodka and gin, but yeah, I don't know.
Gin.
It's, yeah.
Is that what that had?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I basically just drank like three Long Islands.
Oh, there you go.
From a bucket.
So, anyway, I don't know. This beer is good. I would definitely buy this again. Lagunitas.
Definitely.
Lagunitas, I don't know. It was out of a tap. I didn't like it. I mean,
that's more of a mainstream beer, too. You can find that anywhere. I mean, across the country. It's a pretty commercial thing, so you're not going to get anything like what we're drinking right here. This Wizard IPA is fucking great.
It is really good.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
It's 6.1%.
Yeah, it's not like overwhelmingly where you're going to be like
hammered
in
after
the dirt.
Two of them.
I'm getting old. I can't drink like I used to could.
Used to could. I like that. But no, yeah, it's decent. And cheers to them. They made a decent beer.
It's a good beer. All right, so I wanted to ask Jeff, like, what do you hope, like, we can accomplish with a podcast? Like, what do you want?
Honestly, I probably really couldn't tell you. Most of it boils down to I like having conversations with my friends, and I think the conversations that we have are really interesting, and I think people can kind of learn something from what we say and discuss. You're shaking your head. You're like, definitely not.
They can't learn. They can't learn from us.
Maybe I'm just an arrogant asshole.
Like, everything that we present is going to be either really stupid or it's like, wait, they're wrong.
Probably. No. Well, I don't know, really. It's like, what do I want to accomplish? I don't know. Maybe people will hear my voice and I'm arrogant and I think people need to hear me because I'm important and special. I don't fucking know.
Okay, fantastic. That was very...
Just to give you insight on my character.
Very, very concerning now. I'm just super concerned for having agreed to this.
No, but I mean, we can entertain some people. I think that's the biggest thing. I think I'm an entertaining human being, as I believe you are. And fuck it, entertain some people.
I think we can be entertaining. Like one of the first topics we wanted to talk about, did you see, we're talking about movies now, and we wanted to talk about the movie Carnage. Did you see everything that they had out there for the Carnage movie? It's a subsequent film from Sony's
Venom
movie. Did you see Venom?
Yeah, I did. I actually kind of enjoyed it, comparative to like some of the other Sony films like the Marvel Sony films, like Fantastic Four was kind of garbage. A lot of stuff.
That's with the girl from Dark Angel, right?
Yeah.
What's her name? Jessica Alba. Did you see Dark Angel back in the day?
Yes.
When we were kids? That show was cool. I don't care what anybody says. I've not seen it since I was a kid, and maybe it would ruin it for me.
That's probably why you think it's cool, because you watched it as a kid. You're like, damn.
And then it was Jessica Alba, and she was like, yeah. I think it was the very first thing she ever did.
Probably. She had to obviously do something before getting cast to like a major television series. She probably had done like commercials or fucked a movie producer or two.
Yeah, Weinstein that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Me too. That's probably exactly what happened.
Now she like makes artisanal soaps. Did you know that? Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jessica Alba makes like fancy soaps and shit that cost like $30 each or whatever. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I could be wrong. You can gargle it and find out. But anyway, so we were talking about Carnage, and then I don't know how we ended up on Jessica Alba.
Oh, we were talking about Sony's Marvel movies.
Right. Okay, so you're saying, okay, and I'm not familiar with which Marvel movies are Sony's. And so you're saying Fantastic Four, and that's the...
Yeah, and that movie is trash, obviously. I mean, I think like 5 people saw it.
I think it was seen. I just don't think it was good.
Very well received.
Yeah.
Or received, rather.
Right.
no, but yeah.
You saw Venom. How do you feel about Venom?
I thought it was a fun movie. Mm. I think they kind of portrayed, you know, the symbiotic relationship between... You know, Venom and Eddie Brock properly. I really have no complaints.
I'm not one of those people who's like, they didn't follow the comics. Movie is awful. It's a different medium. They have to do different things, and they can't tell you the same story.
Obviously not.
Because if they did, then everyone would know the story who read the comics. So,
yeah, you got to keep shit fresh and interesting, I guess.
If you have to change it, that's fine. It's a movie. It's like Ninja Turtles, like, sometimes they do a good rendition of Ninja Turtles via cartoon or movie, and then sometimes it's just total garbage, and you just shrug your shoulders and be like, well, hopefully they get it better next time, because they're going to do it again. Give it a few years, and they'll try again fail.
To be completely honest, I haven't seen any of the new Ninja Turtle movies.
Yeah, you're not missing anything.
Like, Scott would try to get me to see the G.I. Joe movies. Like, I'm not interested.
I don't even understand why that's a movie.
Right.
Is that, I mean, other than the cartoon, Cobra, that had Channing Tatum?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it had Channing Tatum.
I have no fucking idea. But back to Venom and Carnage. Well, I watched the trailer for Carnage, and I think they did a good job with casting Woody Harrelson as, what's his name? Carnage's name. I want to say Bill Cassidy or some shit like that. I'm probably wrong. It's been, well, I'm intrigued.
You going to see it?
I mean, am I going to the theater to see it?
No way. Speaking of which, we didn't discuss, and we cannot ignore
the fact that you don't have the Wi-Fi hooked up to your laptop.
I definitely don't have Wi-Fi right now. Okay, and we're back, and we have internet this time. Sorry about that.
Fix that up.
All right. So we were talking about Carnage, and you needed to know Carnage's name.
Yeah, it's Cletus Cassidy. I said Bill Cassidy, whatever. Close enough.
You stupid son of a bitch.
I'm sorry I don't remember characters that I read about when I was like 12.
Yeah, seriously, I don't remember any Marvel names at all. So I don't know. That's not even a reboot, right? They've never done a Venom or a Carnage movie.
Absolutely not. And I think that's a rarity in Hollywood nowadays to make something that's not a reboot or a sequel or something.
Yeah. So kudos to Sony, right?
Yeah, I guess.
You're taking a character they've never made a movie about, and the movie needs to be made, because Venom is like one of the coolest characters to ever. And
Carnage is one of the coolest villains. Period. Carnage is a cool fucking villain.
And Carnage is super fucking cool.
I mean, I remember that Super Nintendo game that came out called Maximum Carnage. That was a dope fucking video game. Yeah. I'm excited about the movie. I mean, am I going to go to a theater and see it? Probably not.
Again, speaking of which, like, this is obviously in the middle of COVID times. Yeah. So going to the movie theaters, to me, I don't know, it doesn't really seem worth it. Like, I have some family who died of COVID, so I don't know. Like, I don't really know. I just don't. I'm not going to risk it over a stupid fucking movie.
Well, I mean, I like what HBO Max is doing. like Kong versus Godzilla or whatever just came straight to HBO Max.
And Mortal Kombat.
And Mortal Kombat as well. I think that's the way things are going. I mean, think about how many movie theaters shut down through the whole COVID thing. Do you think they're going to open back up?
Never? You think never they'll open back up?
Not to the extent. I mean, you used to have how many theaters all over the fucking place? A lot of them just went tits up. I don't think a lot of them are coming back.
Well, there's only two major companies. You know, you have Cinemark and Regal. Regal,
yeah.
And they're the ones who...
What the fuck is... It's like an angry black man talking in the distance.
That's one of your neighbors talking crazy.
Well,
all right.
But no, yeah, do I think... I don't think that the movie industry, especially when it comes to new releases, are going to go back to, like, the theatrical releases.
Really?
I don't think that's going to be a thing.
What do you think is the... They're going to all be... Because they're not... I don't understand how they make money releasing their movie only on HBO Max.
Because of subscriptions. But
people already have the subscriptions anyway.
Yes, and they're making tons of money off of it. And
I don't disagree with that. Like, I did the math, found out...
I mean, look at Netflix. Netflix doesn't show their shit in theaters, and they bankroll really high budget shows and things like that.
They make a lot of money on subscriptions.
Think about what Netflix does. I mean, look at a show like Stranger Things or something like that where... You know, I mean, if you think about it, a whole season together is how many hours? Like 11 hours, 12 hours or whatever.
Of show or of work?
No. I'm talking about obviously the show itself. Yeah.
Probably, and
it's high budget. It's high quality and everything like that. They get well-paid actors, good actors. And your Hollywood blockbuster is only 2 hours long.
So you brought up Stranger Things, and I'm a big fan. Like, did you watch that show?
Yeah.
There's three seasons. Did you watch them all, or did you just watch?
Yeah, I definitely watched it. Who fucking hasn't?
I don't know. Asshole?
Some asshole. I mean, I'm an asshole, but not that asshole.
You're not the asshole who didn't watch Stranger Things. What do you think of it? Okay, so we'll break it down by season. We'll talk about Stranger Things.
Oh, no. We need to get back to... Let's not get off the rails here.
We're talking about Carnage.
Yeah. And
then I wanted to talk about other new movies coming out this year.
I think the broader topic was Hollywood releases that are coming out.
Well, Dune is coming out.
That I have not looked at the trailer for it. Did you watch the old Dune with Mark Hamill?
Is Mark Hamill in that?
I believe so. Look it up.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, no shit.
What year did that come out?
Oh, fuck. I think it was like 80-something. It had to be like 84. That shit's older than me. No, that's who I was thinking of. Patrick Stewart, wasn't it? Captain Picard. What was Picard's name?
Ooh, Eraserhead. None of these people I know. I don't know any of these people.
I'm confused. No, I guarantee you fucking... Captain Picard was in that movie. He was,
You'd think he'd get top credit.
You would think. No, look that shit up. Go into the IMDb. Sorry, we're being quiet here, but yeah, we're looking shit up. This has to be solved.
Well, why IMDb? Because I hate IMDb.
Do you?
Well, they never give me the information I'm looking for.
Yeah, I was right. Patrick Stewart. He was Homeboy's instructor.
Dude, it has been so long since I've seen that, and he's not in the IMDb list.
I might be wrong. I remember Patrick Stewart being in Dune. Yeah. It says right here. He was mistakenly cast for Dune. He didn't want to do it, apparently, but ended up in it anyways. How is Patrick Stewart not, like, top building that?
You would think he would be.
Yeah, maybe he didn't want his name associated to it. I mean, it wasn't a bad movie.
He doesn't really have a choice. once you sign certain contracts, you're kind of like, they can do whatever they want. They stick those guys, and I feel bad for them. Like, they stick those, I mean, they're making tons of fucking money.
You have to remember, if it was
they stick them in a hotel room. They have to sit there and just have reporters come in all day into that room and ask them the same questions. Like, just ask the guy on the way out the door.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, Dune came out in 1984, from what I'm reading. So
I was not even born yet.
Well, yeah, and what's Patrick Stewart famous for? Star Trek, The Next Generation. When did that start? 89?
No way.
Next Generation, 89, I think. It might have been earlier than that.
I think it was earlier than that.
You think so, The Next Generation?
I don't want to sit here and Google shit all day.
You could just looked up TNG. 87.
But that's where, I don't know, this doesn't say that's where Patrick Stewart gets his start.
Well, obviously, because he was in Dune in 84, 3 years prior. That wasn't a blockbuster movie that anybody gets their break in.
No, that was a really terrible movie. And I'm not familiar with the source material, but according to
you
the...
You never read it?
No.
You never read Dune?
According to the geeks, it is great source material.
Yeah, it's but, cool as shit.
It's kind of like...
Just say, no, I'm not going to be that asshole and be like, I read the books. I did, but whatever.
So you are going to be that asshole.
Yeah, I'm that asshole.
Thank you.
Yep.
The source material for Dune, I understand, is great. I'd never read it, but the source material for Judge Dredd was great, and they made the Sylvester Stallone, right?
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone.
Dude, I watched that like a couple weeks ago.
What, the Sylvester Stallone one?
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either. It's good for
a I think lot, it's. I think it's a pretty good movie.
Really?
Well, I mean, not... I don't know. Yeah, I like it. I enjoyed myself.
I mean, yeah, it's fun. Don't get me wrong. It's Sylvester Stallone. But no, I mean, yeah, I guess it was a fun movie. I mean, when did that movie come out? We were kids and shit.
Yeah, mid-90s, late 90s.
Like 97 or something like that.
Yeah. Had what's that guy's name? He was in a bunch of Adam Sandler movies. What's his name?
Rob Schneider, yeah.
He's so funny. I like that
What
guy.
The fuck is that character doing in a Judge Dredd movie? Or that actor. I mean, just to give you an idea, I mean, Judge Dredd, is, you know, the source material is pretty fucking serious. It's some dark shit.
And it's like, yeah, it's pretty brutal. Like, there's a dystopian future. So many people have to live on top of each other. The old comic books are pretty grim.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And that's why I think...
Well, I think in a movie like that, and at the time, they weren't taking comic book options very seriously.
I mean, what...
So you had, like, Spawn?
Spawn, which was kind of garbage by kind of, I mean, yeah.
Dude, did you see that devil?
Yeah, it looked like something I could... They could put on, like, the PlayStation at the time. It was trash.
At the time, we could have done better.
No, definitely.
For a CGI devil?
Yeah, Malbolgia was... No, yeah, it was pretty trash.
It was a bad movie. They're talking about doing another Spawn. McFarlane.
Todd McFarlane.
Todd McFarlane is holding things up because he wants to direct, and I don't blame him.
Considering what they did to his character in that 1995 Spawn movie. Yeah,
yeah, in that disaster. Trash. Yeah.
I mean, John Leguizamo as the clown was kind of funny. He had some funny lines.
Yeah, I didn't mind that character. I like John Leguizamo. And where is he? Like, the last thing I saw him in was Land of the Dead.
Right? That was surprising to see him in that.
And I didn't mind him in that either.
No, he was good.
In the George Romero, it was you know the difference between who was George Romero's partner? Do you remember?
No,
I don't either. But they have the Living Dead, like Night of the Living Dead, and they have
Day of the Dead. And no, Dawn of the Dead was.
But they have the Night of the Living Dead is the original title with George Romero, and he had a partner. And then they moved
Italian
on.
Asshole. Fulci? Lucio Fulci?
What about him?
Is he? No, it's entirely different. Sorry.
You're totally on a different topic. I'm telling you. Listen to what I'm telling you. You had George Romero and his partner, and they made Night of the Living Dead, right? And they're coming to get you, Barbara, and all that shit. That comes from that movie. But then there was a lawsuit between the two of them. And George Romero's movies from then on are known as The Dead, right? So you have Day of the Dead. Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
And then the other guy, he went on and made his own movies, and they're The Living Dead.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, so there's like a rift between those two movie makers. And George Romero, he was making... He died, it must have been like a decade ago now.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah. I mean, sure. I feel like it was a long time ago. But, I mean, they made Land of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead. They had you remember the original?
Subsequent remakes of everything.
There's a bunch that are like straight to video.
Yeah.
By George Romero. And The Living Dead kind of petered off after night. Do you remember any of The Living Dead? Because I remember they were on like
I'm drawing a fucking blank.
A military installation and they were like brains. And that brains. was the difference.
With the punk rock chicks and stuff like that getting raped on coffin and shit like that.
That was the difference too. George Romero's zombies
took
ate
it in more of a serious.
No,
direction.
They ate flesh, and the other guy's zombies ate brains.
Yeah.
Brains. So there's a distinction there. But so, all right. So I mean, we're getting into zombies. So we're kind of getting right on topic here. I wanted to talk about the Faces of Death series. You remember that series?
Yeah, I used to have the first two Faces of Death on VHS.
Well, tell me, because I remember seeing them.
I remember growing up as a kid, those were like kind of heralded cult movies. Like, oh, there's people actually being killed in these videos and shit like that. And I was like, oh, shit. You know, and I remember seeing them as a kid and buying them when I became an adult. I was like, I'm going to buy this shit. So I could have them and watch them. Because it was a thing. It was like people being killed, like actual snuff films, which apparently don't exist. Because I was doing some research earlier today when the topic came up. And apparently, like, all of it's bullshit. All of it's garbage.
That's always what I thought about Faces
no,
of Death.
I wanted to believe that those were actually, like, you know, people shooting themselves or whatever, some dumb shit, or, like, people bashing monkey brains in and shit like that. I wanted to think that shit was real.
That's a weird thing to want, but go ahead.
I don't know. Yeah, kind of, but anyways, my question is why?
Why?
That's the big question. Why?
Why
are they remaking it? And what? Is there an audience for this?
So Legendary Entertainment paid for it, so that's definitely why. They paid money.
Why?
Because they think they can make money on it. That's obviously why.
Well,
right?
I mean, okay, is it just going to be the same rehash bullshit, or are they just going to remake the scenes from the old movies?
No, so apparently what I was reading is that they're going to make a plot-based movie on Faces of Death.
Okay, so it's not Faces of Death.
It's definitely not Faces of Death. Not as you and I remember it.
Because there was a narrator and clips. That's what it was. A narrator and clips of shit.
That's what I remember.
A plot-driven anything. It was just like, this is how this person fucking died.
I'm not a big fan. Like, I thought it was okay. It was, like, fucking stupid. But... like, okay, so they're going to take this fucking Faces of Death and they're going to try to make a plot-driven movie about it. And the plot is that maybe I'm misunderstanding what I'm reading, but there's a YouTuber. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a female character.
Probably.
And they are a YouTube moderator.
Okay.
And so because YouTube-esque, it's not YouTube, right? Because that's trademarked, but it's... it's a YouTube people, and they're trying to...
You can't see me right now, but I'm fucking rolling my eyes.
Oh, yeah. No. It's total nonsense. So because people can't be moderated, I think this character is going to go out and just fuck them up. That's what I think is going to happen. I don't know.
I think, you know, Faces of Death... you know, you also have to remember, it was the 90s. We didn't have access to the internet and shit like that. There was nobody out there being like, no, this shit's bullshit. Same growing up as kids is like, yo, this is some like violent real shit. And that was a big part of the intrigue to those movies. It's like, this shit might be real, you know? But if you have a plot behind it and you have all this other crap what they're trying to do, it's like, why do they think this was so?
But I don't know.
Who's going to go fucking see this if they know it's, I mean.
Think about the idea. I understand that you're getting very upset about a stupid movie you hardly have any connection to at all.
I'm not going
to
go see that shit.
Anybody's not going to go see it. That's fine.
I might pirate it. Wait, no, cut that out.
But
I don't pirate anything, ever.
But, like, I don't know. Like, what else are you going to do? To this modern generation, mm-hmm. right? Are they spending money on something like Faces of Death from the 80s and 90s?
I don't know who still goes to like movies in general that much anymore.
Well, like a lot of people. I mean, yeah, COVID, right? But
yeah.
But still a lot of people go to the movies.
I have to remember that I am not everyone. I don't know. A lot of Hollywood's crap to me, it's just been a whole bunch of remakes, a whole bunch of just like phoned in crap recently. And I'm just not interested in a lot of that crap. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I thought, no, Godzilla vs. Kong was fucking fun and entertaining.
Did you?
Yeah, I honestly did. I had fun with that movie. Dude, I'm not sure if you've seen that.
I actually had to cut it off. I couldn't watch really? That fucking stupid shit.
No, when it was closer to the end, I thought it was fucking cool as shit when, I'm going to spoil the fuck out of this movie, but King Kong picks up a fucking axe made out of like fucking Godzilla.
When the fuck did King Kong get an axe?
Dude, was that the end? You cut it off? But no, he picked up an axe.
But why does he need an axe?
I don't know.
He's a giant gorilla.
It's true. I mean, and then he could be a giant gorilla.
I mean,
with
even
a
if you're
axe.
All right, think about it. But all right, that's I guess. But think about it, dude. An average sized gorilla does not need an axe. He will fucking destroy you and everyone in his path. Why does this gigantic silverback look
dude,
gorilla?
Dude, unlock some shit that was going on in the center of the earth.
Okay. And now I'm
completely fucking lost.
I'm totally cool with the fact that I turned it off early because that's fucking stupid.
But I did have fun watching that movie.
That one and Godzilla.
The first, here's the thing. I want to say like 2010 or something. They did the Japanese like reboot of Godzilla. Shin Godzilla, directed by, what was his name? Dude that did New Genesis Evangelion, what was his name? I fucking forget, it doesn't matter. But then they had the American remake of Godzilla come out at the same time with, wasn't it Cranston, wasn't that? Bryan Cranston, correct?
Yes, Bryan Cranston was in Godzilla. And did you see that movie?
Yeah, I wasn't impressed. I mean, dude, it wasn't bad, but I wasn't...
What's the title of the movie?
Godzilla.
And how many screen... How many minutes of screen time did Godzilla get?
Not as much as... Godzilla movies should just
like,
be...
Like, there's all these fucking people I don't give a fuck about. I don't people, yeah. care about any yeah. of you. Bryan Cranston, or in the next one, the fucking... The chick
little
from,
girl from Stranger Things.
The chick yeah. from Stranger Things. I don't care. And, oh, come on with the fucking trope that all you have to do is pour fucking wine on a keyboard and you fucking win. These fucking kids, man. They're such bullshit. They're like... Oh, you can be a winner. You're smarter than all the people around you simply because you're a kid. I don't know. I just
yeah, this little girl surrounded by scientists who are, I mean, they're fucking scientists. They obviously have like that group. What is the name of that group? Monarch or some shit. Obviously, yeah. well funded by
Evil
the fucking
corporation.
Yeah, well funded by the government or whatever and shit like that. They're not going to hire fucking retards and somehow they get
and all
outsmarted
you
by a child.
Dude, it's not even that. That, like, she did something. She just, like, poured wine on a keyboard. That's not going to really fuck up a computer.
No, it's going to – you can't hit J anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I could pour wine on this keyboard here, and I think we'd be okay. I think we'd Probably. Just keep right on ticking. But, I mean, like, yeah. That trope – the first time I remember it was in Jurassic Park. And like Jurassic Park is such a good movie, but it's such bullshit at the yeah. same time. Like, you remember the scene when they were eating ice cream and it was John Hammond and Laura Dern's character and they're eating ice cream and they're talking about some weird shit. They're talking about how
the
I guess
ethics he was talking about like having a like a flea park or something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think yeah. he was talking about having the yeah, yeah. yeah. Can you see the fleas? And yeah. they were eating ice cream in the meantime.
That was a good scene.
Okay, okay. But so they're sitting there, and they're and she like reaches over and she gets a scoop of ice cream, and then when they back out of the shot, and they're like 10 feet away from each other. How could you possibly reach the?
That's just
the,
bad director.
Yeah. Well, the same thing happened over and over again in that movie. Mm. Like, remember when the T-Rex was supposed to eat the goat, and the goat was on equal level with the Jeeps?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then when the fucking kids fell over,
there was like a giant pit.
There was like 100 feet drop.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. What the?
There's a lot of fucking continuity flaws in that movie, but. The brontosauruses look cool. The T-Rexes look cool.
That was like,
they sound great. I mean, right? Yeah. The T-Rex sounds cool.
I mean, the visual effects in that movie were amazing. I mean, even today, they still
they do hold up really well. And like that like harkens to like Terminator 2. Did you see the Terminator with, what's her name? Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
What
was it? Terminator? Was it Dark something? I don't fucking know. But yeah,
it's not Dark Fate. Dark Fate is with Linda Hamilton.
Okay,
comes back and it's James Cameron. Yeah. How can that be over your head? James Cameron. It's James Cameron. But no, not that one.
No,
was,
the one before that.
The
yeah.
one before that. It was Genesis with Emilia
yeah.
Clarke.
I don't think I could make it through that movie. I think I watched like 20 minutes of it and I was just like... What, do you enjoy that shit?
No, I didn't enjoy it, but I definitely finished it. But it was, damn it, now I forget what I was going to say about Genesis. It's Terminator Genesis. You got Terminator. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Is they had a T-1000, right,
yeah.
in that movie. That's the same Terminator.
Model as in Terminator 2.
Right?
Correct, yeah.
Right. So why does the Terminator, the T-1000, in Terminator 2, made in 1991, why does that one look better than the one that was made in, like, 2012.
Because they phoned that shit in. They're just like, we slapped the Terminator name on it.
And
we'll probably
Arnie, he's done being governor and having affairs with his maid, so he's also on board.
I mean...
And his performance was phoned in that movie, too.
Yeah, that's the point I'm getting at. It's like, Hollywood's just phoning shit in at this point, and people will still give him money. I don't get it. It's all reboots
yeah.
and remakes and...
I don't know. When I was a kid,
why I am excited about the Venom movie. I'm excited about the new Carnage movie because it's not a phone-in. It's not a remake. It's... I mean, granted, it's a comic book character movie. I mean...
Yeah, but...
They've been doing that. Hollywood's been banking off of comic book movies for how long now? I mean, that's
well. I mean, if you go far back, I mean, I think there was a Fantastic Four movie from the 80s. I'm actually positive there was.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm pretty sure it was garbage back then too.
Oh yeah.
You can't make the Fantastic
because nobody took it seriously. Like, well, remember the Mask with Jim Carrey?
Yeah, that's funny.
Did you ever read the Mask comic?
Yeah, published by Dark Horse. Yeah.
Dude, that is a good comic.
Yeah, this shit was actually pretty fucking
brutal,
too.
But then, like, at some point in the comic, because you had Stanley Ipkiss, and there was some... He was just really violent as the Mask.
Yeah.
But they took that away, and by the time the movie came out, it kind of became a trope where he was just kind of a goofy, like, kid-friendly...
No, there was shit that came out after that. There was shit that came out comic book-wise where the Mask was still pretty dark. Even after, I remember it was probably like, when did that movie come out? I want to say 93, 94.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember picking some
shit
up.
I was in third grade.
So yeah, it'd be 94.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember picking up some Dark Horse stuff. There was like a three-shot series they did with the Mask that was still pretty fucking intense.
Yeah. No, the comics were always. Yeah. But not always, I'm sorry. But I have the Omnibus right now. I've had them for quite a while. I don't know. They're basically just taking up room on the bookshelf. But I read them. And you can see this evolution of him becoming this more... Could you just make him a little more kid-friendly? Can he not literally shove things up people's asses until they die?
No, yeah, that's the things like I was talking about. It's like he was doing some crazy shit.
Like, no, he was like super violent. He would blow people up. He'd shoot them. He manifested
in a comical
guns.
Way, obviously. But
even in the early shit, it wasn't comical. It was like, holy shit. Yeah, and then so like in the comic, you know, fucking Stanley Ipkiss has the Mask for a while. Mm. And then Agent Kellaway ends up with the Mask for a while. And the Mask just kind of keeps bouncing from person to person. And they do different, unique, fucked up shit. It's a good comic until it starts getting goofy. And when it gets the worst, when it like hits the pinnacle of goofiness, is when they have the Mask meets the Joker. And then it gets really, really campy and silly.
Yeah, they did that. I haven't read that. I wasn't familiar with that. But that was just something where they just wanted to make some fucking money.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you're looking at what they're doing and like, what are we doing? We're making comic books. We're developing characters. For what purpose? Not just to have integrity, for fucking money. Yeah. So that, I mean, to me, that makes sense.
I mean, that's why most people do anything, obviously. But
yeah. And like, but you look back at like the original TMNT.
Yeah.
Dude, they were not fucking around. Those were serious ninjas. Yeah. Who were turtles? I don't understand. I don't understand how they weren't. I know it's satire.
No. I don't understand how
it has.
Because if you read the old Ninja Turtle comics, like the one,
yeah, and the black and white ones, right?
Who the fuck decided to option that as a children's show?
Yeah, and then they would make like toys, and they're like, all right, now you got to make a villain who looks like this because we already made the toy, and he has no story at all. It was like when we were kids, and I think there was like some legislation. Mm-hmm. Made to change things, but like when we were kids, the cartoons we watched were literally just commercials.
Oh, for
He-Man,
yeah.
G.I. Joe,
yeah.
All Transformers, they were all just half-hour commercials so that you could tell your parents you needed them to buy these things for you. Right? So the TV shows that we watched as kids, they were most likely just commercials.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with children's shows nowadays. I mean, it actually does seem that has changed.
Yeah, I think they literally made legislation to change it.
Yeah, and look at it now. Toys R Us is gone. KB Toys, gone. Because they no longer have half-hour commercials on Saturday morning for all their plastic shit.
And really, that's all you're buying is a bunch of fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like, I have kids, and like... The only way I can get them to replace shit is to, you know, you're going to get some new shit, so we're going to get rid of some shit. And then they get rid of it because I throw it away and they don't notice.
Well, I don't get – there's also a phenomenon nowadays where adults, grown fucking men, will spend like hundreds of dollars on – you know those little – what are the little pop things?
The pop toys?
Yeah.
And they don't open them, I'm sure?
Yeah. They just sit there. It's like, why are you spending money on that? Don't get that shit.
Literally makes no sense because they made millions of every single one. Unless you're buying a special limited edition one, that one is not unique. It's not going to appreciate in value. Like some of the comics that I have, they'll appreciate. It just depends on like, okay, some of the like Lady Death. If the Lady Death comics took off and made a movie or a TV show, then my fucking comics are going to go
skyrocket
through the roof with price. But right now, that's not the point. I mean, they're not doing that with that character. So the comic is really worth nothing.
I mean, it might to somebody who's interested and wants that
particular. If you go to eBay and just look up the general price of what that they go for, it's really nothing.
Probably like $25-$30, huh?
Yeah, at max for a number one in mint condition. Well, I know you can have it graded and get 50, but you're going to spend fucking 50 to get it graded.
Exactly. That was something that came up with. I had a first printing of Spawn number one. Spawn had come up earlier today. Because there were so many produced at the time, you know how much that shit's worth? This shit came out in 1993. You know how much that shit's worth? Like $22.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was so many of them.
My uncle runs a comic book shop, and I think on Mother's Day, I saw him at my grandmother's house, and he was telling me about how that particular comic book that you're talking about was like a dime a dozen.
Yep.
And then if you were to buy 100 of them at less than a dollar...
Well, at the time, I think comic books were going for $1.50.
Yeah, but you don't have to. You don't necessarily have to. You're not buying these comics at
retail.
Yeah, retail value. But anyway, if you're buying for a buck and they're selling for 20 now,
I mean that's still
that's like 2,000% profit or some shit.
200. But yeah,
200. Yeah, I did the math.
Not very well, apparently. the whole thing with those little plastic things that people buy is like, why?
Especially when they mass produce them and there's no
inherent value.
Yeah, like a piece of paper, that like not detective Action Comics, number one, right? It's worth millions.
Yeah, I think there's what, like four in existence?
Yeah. So that makes sense because that is a piece of paper that would have had to last.
That shit's almost 100 years old at this point.
I mean, it's pretty fucking old.
It's like 90 something
years old. And it's a piece of paper.
Yeah.
So it had to be guarded and protected in the better condition it's in. But it like for pops, like they make millions of them. If you break one or lose one, you can buy another one. They don't go anywhere. They're not special.
Of course.
And it's not that they when they plan for something to become a special item that you need to save, they're junk. It's when they don't plan for it. Like Evil Ernie and Lady Death and Action Comics.
Evil Ernie's the shit. I forgot that character existed. Huh. You know, Evil Ernie's so
dude, wouldn't
cool.
that be cool if they fucking optioned a movie for Evil Ernie and Lady Death?
I don't think they'd get away with it.
I don't know, man. Why wouldn't they get away with it?
I don't know. It's because the character is like so outside of the realm of what they're doing in Hollywood right now. It's like, that's a crazy chaotic character. Maybe.
I don't know. They got Loki. He does crazy shit. And just to organize him a little bit to make him more palatable to, you know.
Yeah.
He's fucking nuts, though. That fucking Evil Ernie and Lady Death are fucking awesome comics.
Yeah. Fuck, what was the company that put those out?
Chaos Comics originally.
Chaos Comics, yeah.
Chaos. Yeah. And then I think what they got. I know the author of Lady Death went tits up. And I could be wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Email us if I'm wrong. He got bought out by one of the bigger companies.
I think Top Cow, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Is it Top Cow?
I want to say it's Dark Horse, but I feel like that's wrong. Okay.
And then Top Cow got bought out by Image.
Image. That's Image is... okay. Yeah, I'm with you. So I really think that they should make a Lady Death and Evil Ernie TV show. Like not a CW because those are sucky. They're not. I don't know. I guess they made a Superman one that was really good. But I'm not a big fan.
A Superman TV show?
Yeah, it was.
I know they did a Lois and Clark thing.
Yeah,
I saw a couple episodes on the HBO Max. It wasn't bad.
When they had kids and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't watch
terrible.
I heard it was not bad actually, but yeah.
All I'm gonna say is it wasn't terrible.
All right. That's fair enough.
I mean, I saw a couple episodes and it was like, eh.
Okay, so we talked about reboots. One of the reboots I wanted to talk about was actually the deboot of the Terminator when they did the Emil Clark one we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And like they basically are like, okay, so everything that's happened retconned so far it. Is not happened because
yeah,
they sent a Terminator in the past and it changed everything. Did you see that movie?
Like I said, I think it must have been 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't. I really could not finish that fucking movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was any good. I mean, so for me, like, Terminator 1, awesome, right? It's like a horror with a sci-fi. And it, I've seen the it's not Twilight Zone, the Outer Limits, the original Outer Limits series. Mm-hmm. There's an episode where it's very similar. And the guy sued James Cameron over stealing the idea, and he called him a virus or something. But I don't know. The story's pretty... the Terminator story is like a much more developed version of that mm-hmm. plot where a robot gets sent back in time to change things. But I don't know. That's not the most...
egregious of offenses?
Well, it's like... anybody could think of that. That's not James Cameron is special. James Cameron's a great director, but he didn't.
I'm not going to argue there.
Dude, he's my fucking. Can amazing. You name a James Cameron movie that you don't like? And even shitty romances like fucking Titanic. That's a great movie.
It is an excellent movie.
That's a good movie. I mean, fuck. So, but I mean, I wouldn't. It's not like the concept of a robot going back in time and changing history is such a rare concept that only James Cameron could have thought of it. But maybe the idea that James Cameron was the only person who could have directed that movie. Yeah, that's reasonable. That was a really at the time. I mean, that was made on a ridiculous budget at the time. It was like $5 million or $8 million or something like that.
That even at the time that was nothing.
Yeah. And I guess James Cameron had to his mom would mail him 2-for-1 Big Mac coupons. He'd buy 2 Big Macs, and then he would save the next one for the next day. I mean, he's like broke dick, and he made one of the best movies in the 80s, one of the best sci-fi horror movies. And that's what that – but the only thing – the only – and well, maybe you'll disagree.
James Cameron did Aliens as well, right?
No.
Ridley Scott did the first one. Who did the second one?
Oh, I guess I couldn't answer that.
I'm pretty sure James it was Cameron.
James Cameron directed – and which one's the second one?
Aliens.
Well, obviously, fucko. So in the first one
it was Ripley, yeah,
right, and she goes to the ship. Oh, Michael Bane from Terminator was in there.
James Cameron, boom.
Yeah,
and that's just proves he's fucking amazing. He was on
that's 80s. The one with Newt,
yeah.
Okay.
Aliens, the second one.
Yeah, see,
the first one was Ridley Scott.
I'm like, I have my toe dipped in geekdom, but like...
No, Aliens is my shit.
I know that about you. But if you were to just tell me it was the Aliens with Newt, I would know what you were talking about. You can't just tell me it's the plural version of the fucking first movie.
Yeah, because the first one was Aliens. No, the first one was Alien. The second one was Alien.
She's like basically on the ship by herself, and there's that fucking cyborg that betrays them because they wanted to see what would happen.
Yeah.
With the alien egg and that dude and stuff, and the robot went all crazy squirting milk all over the place.
Right. I mean, they had Aliens was and still is probably one of my favorite movies. It's definitely up there.
It's a good movie.
No, when I was a little kid, I wanted to be a fucking space marine. I remember hopping off.
You wanted to play Doom?
No, I remember hopping off the bus and shit like that when I was like 5. And like holding my back, fucking running. Like, get the fuck out of here. You know? Where's Bowski?
And you were going to have a flamethrower fucking.
Right? No, Aliens, I mean, still to this day, it's fucking decent film.
Yeah, it doesn't graphically. It doesn't hold up. I disagree.
There's no special effects in that movie at all.
Everything I know. Like I know. Sometimes practical effects don't hold up, bro.
Dude, that's just the dude in a suit with long fingers.
It's obviously, an alien in the first one. Like, yeah, that's a guy in a suit. Like a tall guy, but he's a guy in a suit.
It was just like. Alien, the first one, is still an amazing movie.
I don't know about amazing. People say that shit about that fucking movie where the guy gets raped. Deliverance.
And that was an interesting movie. I would have called it amazing. See, I have like...
No. It goes down as the, like, one of the fucking best movies ever.
What, Deliverance?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
It's about, like, dudes who get raped in the South.
I mean, it goes down as a good movie. I just don't even see it as a good movie.
It's interesting.
Is it? God, I thought it was really boring. Yeah, there's a lot of dialogue.
Dueling banjos is great.
Yeah, but...
That was a small portion of that movie.
Yeah, it's a really small part.
I'm playing banjo with a retarded kid.
And I'm playing guitar. Like, it's...
And the rest of the movie is paddling down a river, and then you get superficial wounds and somehow die. And then you get raped by rednecks.
I didn't really... All right, let's go online. We're going to go online right now, and we're going to look up Deliverance, and we're going to see what that's rated at. Because I'm telling you, it's rated high.
Why? Granted, it was interesting. I mean, it's a great piece of film. It's like, if I want to watch a redneck tell somebody to squeal like a pig.
It's got 4 stars, or 7.7 out of 10.
Why?
That's what I'm asking. So those fucking movies from the 70s and 80s, they're not as good as as people say. They're fucking junk. Rotten Tomatoes has them almost at 90%.
Why?
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, look up some generic spaghetti western, like The Quick and the Dead. See what that's rated at.
60.
That's appropriate.
I never saw that movie.
No, I mean, it's from around the same time period. No, Deliverance is older than that. What about...
Wait, what year did this come out? Quick and
95.
The Dead? 95. Holy shit. Yeah, Deliverance was
came out in the 80s.
I think it was even 76.
Maybe? I don't know. I
thought it was in the late 70s.
72.
Oh, okay. Shit. Early 70s.
Yeah, Jesus. I didn't think it was that old. Holy crap.
That's something that I wanted to talk about was how...
That kind of makes a little bit of sense because that was some...
So, like, they didn't have CGI back then to fill in the gaps of their terrible plot. So, they're really dialogue-driven and really plot-driven, which, to modern audiences like me, is, like, fucking boring. Right. You're talking too much. Get to the rape. Like, why aren't you raping her? Why is there not a dinosaur
eating somebody? Eating a redneck while he's raping some city boy.
Well, I mean, it's forced intercourse, but either way, yeah. So we talked about Faces of Death. We don't have a lot of high hopes for that. No, we talked about reboots. So I think that's an episode. All right. Yeah. I want to thank everybody who stuck through to the very end. I can't imagine that's a high number, but
probably not.
We really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, if you guys did listen, and if you have any commentary or anything like that, shoot us an email.
Shoot us the email. Do you remember the email, Jeff? I have it here.
Yeah, broadandhazy@gmail.com. No underscores or anything like that. Just straight up broad and hazy.
Spell out each word and you
can... broadandhazy.
@gmail.com. And just tell us how much we suck. Tell us how much we didn't cover the topics we intended to. But we definitely appreciate anyone who might have listened, and we definitely had a good time putting it together. Thank you.
Hell yeah.